The isolated city of Bethel has no roads in or out, but that didn't stop a major fast food chain from delivering enough food to feed the entire town. As KYUK's Mark Earhart reports, much of the town witnessed one of the grandest spectacles in the community's recent memory, a Taco Bell truck flying in by helicopter.
First, we all were like waiting across the street.
That's 13-year-old Natalie Dementeth.
And then a helicopter came. And it landed like right in front of the library place.
It's something you'd see on Hollywood backlot, a helicopter literally suspending a panel truck from about a 50-foot cable, an event that represents some special cargo for the crowd, which gathers by the hundreds. That's right, it's the Mexican-inspired sensation that's sweeping the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Bethel made national news because of a hoax. Bogus flyers were posted around town that advertised a Taco Bell franchise that was never going to come. So the company decided to send Bethel a little something special.
It's like 3,500 pounds of beef.
That's Taco Bell's chief marketing officer, Brian Nickel, who says the news of the hoax brought Bethel a jet full of Taco Bell executives, a video and social media crew, and over 10,000 free tacos.
I can't remember how many packets of hot sauce we brought, but you're not going to be short on hot sauce either.
The scene is nothing short of complex as a team scrambles to assemble the tacos while a makeshift security detail keeps hungry patrons across the street away from the truck's landing site. Once landed squarely in the parking lot, servers get in the truck and start passing out tacos.
Looks like a Dorito chip with taco meat, lettuce, and tomato and cheese on it. Pretty good.
That's Gary Watson. He's unwrapping the only kind of taco available, the Doritos Locos Taco, a dish that since its debut a few months ago has seen a relentless marketing campaign and sales to match. It's an entree that even had the attention of a pair of young girls, 6-year-old Bethany Nicholson and her sister, 3-year-old Natalie.
I want the special taco.
I want the new taco.
What's the new taco?
I forgot.
Dorito tacos.
I want Dorito tacos too, with cheese on them.
The fast food chain's marketing team is out in full force with expensive cameras and large fuzzy microphones. It even includes a pair of music video directors who have worked with the likes of Lady Gaga and Vampire Weekend. All this corporate hubbub doesn't go unnoticed. Diane McAkron, standing a little bit down the road, holds up a large piece of cardboard.
I have a sign here that says 10,000 kings, not tacos.
She says she won't be unwrapping a taco anytime soon. She thinks people should be focused more on the Kuskokwim River's depleting king salmon numbers.
And I think we need a lot of time and attention to why that's happening and how to help people.
On this day, McAkron is definitely in the minority. People have been lining up for hours, even signing release forms so they can be filmed in exchange for the free tacos.
So that Taco Bell can do this for their own commercial purposes. So they're getting really millions of dollars worth of advertising just by this event, and there's not even a Taco Bell in Bethel.
And that's a fact that Taco Bell officials say won't be changing anytime soon. That doesn't seem to bother the waves of people who are showing up on this overcast afternoon. Many like Kimberly Nicholson, who says she's happy to have a Taco Bell in town, even if it's just for one day.
Stuff like this does not happen to small towns like Bethel. So this is going to be something that's going to be talked about for a very, very long time.
In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.